Welcome to Yakko Yaks. This is a podcast where I'm still trying to figure out my new format, but work has lightened up a little bit after 3 weeks of absolute hell. And I need to blow off some steam, and I figure it's time to get this thing going again. So, this week, I'm going to talk about my cord cutting experience. I have had some form of cable for the majority of my life. I think I was probably like 8 or 9 when I first had a TV in my bedroom and we had cable. And this was back in the day where the cable boxes, you had maybe 36 channels or something. And the cable box was this big beige rectangular box that had a slider on it. And that's how you chose what channel. So no remotes. The kids were the remotes, and the kids had to go up and change the channel. So I've had, for most of my life, an abundance of things to watch, and you know how most of the time I'm not watching anything, or I'm watching the same things over and over. So we've been locked into this 3-year deal with our cable company where, like, when we moved here, it was the best pricing I could get, and it had everything. It had, like, HBO, Showtime, Stars, all the sports stuff, pretty much every single channel that we could want to watch. And it was great. But we limit our kids' TV time to maybe an hour a week, if that. And when he's playing, we usually have an earbud in, and we're listening to other stuff. My wife likes audiobooks, and I'm usually listening to podcasts. So, you know, we're able to interact with him, and we're not watching TV. So we're like, why are we paying all this stuff? And also, my internet speed was stuck at 60 megabits down, 5 megabits up, despite the fact that if I was a new customer, I could have gotten a much faster speed. Because I was locked into this price, like this special price, they weren't upping in your speed until that was over. And sure enough, the day it ended, my speed magically jumped up. So, knowing it was ending, I, you know, looked at what was available, and we realized my wife mainly watches NBC and CBS and, you know, stuff we can get over the air. Maybe a few things on cable, but not much. I need sports because college football is starting. College basketball is going to start soon. NFL, I can take it or leave it. I was a big Red Zone fan, but not having the TV on all day on Sundays kind of cut into the Red Zone. So if there's a big game, usually it's on one of the over-the-air channels. And So I looked around, and I settled initially on DirecTV Now as a service that I'm going to go with. So, like, our cable bill was going up to about $180 a month. And it included phone service, which we never used, internet, and TV. So we've dropped it down to, in order to get the pricing I wanted on the cable, or on the internet, I had to keep a little bit of TV. So we also had 2 boxes and a cable card for my TiVo HD. And we kept the cable card, and we dropped the 2 boxes. So we have just like one TV with cable TV, but it's the bare minimum. It is essentially what I can get over the air on that one TV, which is fine. But in return, I get 400 megabits down when they get that working. And I think it's 20 megabits up. And that is a huge, huge difference. And especially with the podcasting stuff I'm doing, upload speed is important and 5 megabits upload was killing me. So we are saving with the new cable package probably about $60 a month, which I've in turn, like I said, we settled on DirecTV Now. And the reason I went with DirecTV Now is I'm not entirely happy with it, to be fair, because I don't get a lot of the stuff that I could get over the air. I don't get that. Like, the only major network I get is CBS on there. NBC, you get, like, on-demand for the other stuff, which is okay. I mean, I can get it over the air. It's fine, whatever. But what we do get, they had a deal where you prepay for 4 months and you get a free Apple TV. An Apple TV costs $199. So essentially, I was paying for an Apple TV and I'm getting DirecTV Now for free for 4 months. When that 4 months is up in December, I'm likely going to cancel DirecTV Now and try out a different service, which this is the great thing about cord cutting. None of these services lock you into a contract. So after DirecTV Now, I don't know what I'm going to go to. My main requirements in a streaming service, out of everything we need, I really need the sports, and I want sci-fi for Krypton, and I like stuff on history, but, I mean, that's not that important. I need the stuff I can get over the air, like CW, which is fine. My wife wants over-the-air stuff, mainly. And I'll need Disney channels and for the kid and for me for Star Wars Resistance. And then the kid also needs, like, Nick Jr. He's got to have his Paw Patrol. So those are on most of the services. DirecTV Now ticked all the boxes for what we're looking for. So that's what we're going with right now. So what we ended up doing, so I have that. The Apple TV actually came within a couple days, and I'm loving that. And I'm big into Rokus. I really like my Rokus, but the Apple TV is very nice, and it's an Apple TV 4K. We have a 4K TV, so that they paired up nicely. And I just moved Rokus around to other TVs. And what we have is, I have I think it's an almost 10-year-old HD Home Run device, which this is a single tuner device. Newer ones have like quad tuners and cable card and all this stuff. This is just a single, it has coax in, or you can have the composite cables in, which is like the 5 cables before HDMI was a big thing. So I have that hooked up to an antenna. And what that does is that puts the TV onto my local network, the over-the-air stuff. And then I have an app and also my Plex server, which can make use of it. Plex server does not do it as well, probably because of the age of the HD Home Run. But the standalone apps work fine. I have them on my phone, my wife's phone, iPad, on my computer. And it's great. I have probably around 30 channels of stuff. It's all the locals. It has channels showing some sports stuff. I think one of the channels is Stadium, which is kind of an up and coming network showing college sports. I was watching some old Batman, like the 60s Batman show on one of the channels the other day. Mainly, I need it for weather stuff. So I can like turn on and check the weather on local channels, because I don't want to be beholden to the internet for that. And yeah, I know it's still on my network, but if my internet service goes down and I still have power in the house, I still have network. If it didn't have power, I'm not watching TV anyway. So this has been working out great. I have my antenna is not even that good. It's a cheap antenna I've had for years, and this it's plugged into a signal booster and splitter. So the TV I have in my office is going straight to the antenna. And my TV downstairs has a tuner in it, so I'm going to be getting an antenna for that too. But any other my other devices, I'm able to watch live TV on it, which is great. The other things that we're going to make use of is all the CW stuff is on the CW app, which is free. So if I miss something, and really because of having a kid, I'm not able to watch a lot of that stuff live anyway, because he does not need to be seeing the violence of Arrow. I mean, I don't know if I need to see a lot of that, but he definitely does not need to see that. So I usually watch that stuff the next day, like on my lunch break anyway. So I've been using the CW app, and that's great. YouTube is something else that I've been watching a lot of, and that's not going to change. Netflix is not going to change. I'm going to keep that. Amazon, they have a new Jack Ryan series that's starting up soon, and I'm excited about that, so I'll be watching a lot more on Amazon. I might finish Man in the High Castle. And I just found that they have a lot of old Memphis wrestling videos, all the like USWA and stuff like that. So I might be reliving my childhood by watching Memphis wrestling on Amazon. Movies Anywhere is also something I've been taking advantage of lately, just rewatching stuff I already own. But also, I was thinking I can go to like Walmart in their cheap Blu-ray bin and get something that I've been wanting for like $7-$8 and load it into Movies Anywhere. I got it everywhere. My first try was with Spaceballs, and unfortunately it doesn't support Movies Anywhere, but it supports Vudu, which is an app that I use, so that's fine. And then we have coming up the DC streaming service, which I'm not sure, like I'm not going to sign up for it immediately, I don't think, but I'm going to sign up for it at some point. And then we have the Disney streaming service coming in 2019. So really, my need for any kind of actual cable from the cable company is almost non-existent. Give me internet, and after the DirecTV Now thing goes away, I might find out that I rarely actually even used the DirecTV Now outside of needing to log into ESPN or just some of the apps like for the networks. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this experiment goes. So I'll leave this with a question to you. Did you cut the cord? What is your TV watching setup like? I mean, are you still using cable? Are you a cord cutter? Do you have any tips, any hints on how I can make this work better for me and my family? Just let me know. You can leave a comment on the post on my website on yakoyaks.com, or you can contact me on Twitter at yakko.org. That's yakko.org. And I'm looking forward to getting back in the swing of things with this and to getting feedback. And thanks for listening. Bye. Yakko Yaks is a member of the Transmissions Podcast Network. For more great shows, go to transmissionspodcast.com.